Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and I am always excited when we get a chance to bring our good friend, Dr. William Dunkelberg. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, is here, chief economist for the NFIB, former dean of the entire business school at Temple University, and just one of the smartest guys I know, and he's been toiling the fields of small business for 40-plus years to bring us this amazing index, where he polls small business owners across the country and asks them, what's going on in your business? And he brings that report to the world, and we're the happy recipient of it, and we're very grateful for his work. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. So we got another one here, Bill, and we're not going in the right direction, are we?
No, you know, we aren't. The index lost 1.3 points, and basically that whole loss is really accounted for by a dimming of our views about where the economy is going to be going. We lost 6 points on expected business conditions, so we have a negative 21% net percent of the owners who think that the business conditions will be better in 6 months. That's huge. Mm-hmm. So the pessimists really outnumber the optimists on that score. And then we had a net 3% thinking their real sales volumes will be higher over the next 3 months, and that was a 4-point decline. So those two together, 10 points, that's the index. That's one full index point. So basically the index is dragged down by those expectations, and that's unfortunate because, of course, if you're pessimistic about the future, you don't bet on it, and we need people to bet on it.
Well, you know, Bill, you mentioned that the net of positive people who are optimistic about the future was around 23%. That number, in the area of that number, anywhere from 19 to 20, 25% over the last 7 years in our little online poll that we do, that number is all we've been able to get out of optimism on the high end. People who said we're excited about our business right now, we're excited about the future, anywhere from 19 to 25 is the max we've been able to get for the last 7 years.
Yeah, and that's not enough to get the job done.
No,
we're not getting the job done.
And a full that many on the other end, not just saying we're not quite happy, but actually saying we're really worried about whether we're going to survive or not.
Yeah.
So you got in the middle, you got people who are saying, well, we're not unhappy, but we wish things were better. Then you got people who are saying, we're kind of worried. And so you got 3/4 of the people who are not excited about writing an investment check, don't you?
Right. And that's,
which includes hiring.
Yep. The number of people who think it's a good time to expand their business, 10%, 1 out of 10 think it's a good time, and that's about 1/3 of what you would see in the normal economy, where the economy is just behaving normally.
And we're talking about people who are planting the ground on Main Street, aren't we, Bill?
Right.
And don't you think that they feel that the Obama administration has abandoned them, and that corporate America and Wall Street have abandoned them? Don't you think that's, maybe without realizing or putting their finger on that, don't you think that's the net effect of it?
Well, a lot of them feel it's worse than that. A lot of them feel that the administration has not just abandoned them, but is hostile towards them.
You know,
it's doing bad things to them, making it harder for them to run their businesses and grow their businesses, and they see no end to that. Which is probably one reason why so many, don't think that the business conditions are going to be good this year for them.
Are you surprised that the lower gas? Look, I have an SUV. It's got a 25-gallon tank, and I filled my tank up yesterday for $36. Are you surprised that the lower gas prices hasn't moved the economy needle more than it has in the last 6 months?
Well, I mean, gas is important, but it's not that important. I mean, if you had to pay,
but wouldn't you have thought it would have? We would have had some kind of an up. I mean, I can't see. And we polled our audience about it. They said very few people, like less than 20%, said they saw an improvement from customers with lower gas prices.
Yeah, well, you know, they're not spending like crazy people. We have seen the savings rate go up, so we are saving a chunk of that money.
Yep, and deleveraging.
And we're paying off some debt. And, you know, the issue again is, you know, you can make some short-term commitments with some of that money, but, I think people still think oil prices are going to go back up. They understand, they're business people.
Yep.
They understand that 30 bucks, you know, That won't get a lot of oil pumped in the long run.
Hold on to that thought, Bill. We're going to take a quick break, folks. More to come with Bill Dunkelberg after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.